Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Military preparedness. One wonders when looking at this whether God has not said, "Take away her battlements, her defenses, for they are not the Lord's." Jeremiah 5:10. Biden wipes out student loan debt. Oh, what a nice guy. Election 2020 update. Lindell's moment of truth landed on the chin. Let's hope DeSantis is paying attention. And a vaccine update. Bring out all the damage these vaccines are doing and then throw it all down at Trump's feet? Another brain masseur. Prophecy fulfilled? It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Military preparedness is a larger subject than we'll have time to examine in any kind of detail, but let's look at this issue of recruitment. Apparently, the military is experiencing a recruitment crisis. Retired Lieutenant General Thomas Spohr, I think that's how you say his name, S-P-O-E-H-R, the Heritage Foundation spokesperson for military issues, said, quote, "This is the start of a long drought for military recruiting," end quote. And here's an article from usmilitary.org purporting to provide an in-depth look at this crisis, explaining the problem is twofold. The number of qualified recruits is at an all-time low, only 23%, down from a previous low of 29% in recent years. But the bigger problem is interest. Only about 9% of eligible young adults have any interest in joining the military. The Army and Navy are trying to attract new recruits with large signing bonuses, up to $50,000, I understand. USMilitary.org said if that doesn't work, quote, "it's hard to imagine what will," end quote. I'm having trouble getting up-to-date numbers, but we are at about 30,000 of their 60,000 recruiting goal. Or about 50% coming into the last leg of the recruiting season, which ends with the military fiscal year, September 30. Most recruiting occurs in the last quarter. And since I'm not seeing any alarm notices out there right now, these articles were written back in May, I wonder if this is not the usual pattern, you know? But like the ex-military woke dude beloved of MSNBC, Paul Rykoff, pointed out, tragedy becomes America's new normal. I mean, everything is driven by tragedy these days, right? And so we should not be surprised that recruiting is in tragedy mode. Now, I'm not sure I'm buying it. Retired Lieutenant General Spohr seems to, and I trust him. He said 2022 is the year we begin questioning the sustainability of an all-volunteer force, huh? And again, I have respect and confidence in the good general with Heritage Foundation, but I wonder if this isn't the objective, to create a recruitment tragedy and then use it, because you can't let one go to waste, you know, to argue that in the interest of national security, we're going to have to return to the draft? Now, I'm not surprised the military is having trouble attracting young, aspiring soldier types, you know, the hero types. USMilitary.org, by the way, is a privately owned news source, not connected with the military, or at least this is what they go out of their way to make clear to everyone. And they don't name the authors, so it must be the proprietors of USMilitary.org. But anyway, they go way out of their way to declare themselves a non-government private business, perhaps like Facebook. Since like Facebook, the site seems never to stray away or not too far away from the official military narrative, whatever it is. But I'm little acquainted with the source, really. Anyway, USMilitary.org provides this alarming article on recruiting woes, representing the article to be an in-depth look at the problem. My friend, it seems to me to bring forth little of anything that's substantive, and its analysis certainly is scantily clad propaganda. That's my opinion. It completely ignores what are almost certainly some of the most important contributors to a declining enthusiasm for our military in general. I mean, friend, who wants to put themselves under a commander-in-chief that would betray their mission, leave them behind enemy lines, bungle a withdrawal, abandon civilians and betray friends, cave in to our enemies? I mean, offer our enemies a complete capitulation, a virtual surrender, and leave behind, what, $85 billion cash of weapons to arm our enemies? Remember Afghanistan. Remember the humiliation and very real anger and the danger he caused, with military top brass aiding and abetting this betrayal. Does anyone wonder why the military is having trouble recruiting when they are embarrassing the entire country before the whole world with a spectacle of woke nonsense, while, you know, Russia and China are presenting recruitment videos that inspire heroes and attract soldiers? Our recruiting videos come across like, I don't know, as if they're put together by some drag show clown. Real men and women don't want to identify with that nonsense. I feel terrible for some of our finest and brightest who've made an honorable career in the military and must endure this ridicule, this exposure ridicule. They, my friends, do not deserve it. But mealy-mouth Millie does, and, well, bungling Biden certainly does. Who wants to entrust their lives and careers to leadership clearly more interested in making sure everyone uses the right pronoun than they are interested in making sure you are ready to carry out and fulfill your mission? Look, the fact is our military cannot be taken seriously under current leadership. There is no one to inspire confidence or anything even remotely resembling patriotism. Americans don't fight for clowns that lock up their political opponents. You know, get this, that take some vile pervert whose career in sex trafficking destroyed hundreds of lives of vulnerable young men and women, like Epstein's recruiter and fixer, Ghislaine Maxwell, convicted on I don't know how many counts of sex trafficking crimes against humanity, and then give her a prison sentence that, relative to her crimes, amounts to a slap on the wrist. And then serving out her sentence allows her to have her yoga class and treated like a little queen there in the prison. Takes a brave, heroic, patriot medical professional like Simone Gold, and on trumped up charges of trespassing, give her a 60-day prison sentence and lock her in solitary confinement. You see it, don't you? You're hearing the message that's coming to you loud and clear from these devils holding our country hostage to Satan himself right now. Who wants to serve an administration like this? They're not being obscure or vague or recondite or cryptic. There's no ambiguity in their messaging. It's the day of the perverts. It's the time of the wicked to get their revenge on the righteous. It's like this, you see. You can violate any number of laws in this country and under this regime. Sex trafficking, slavery, drug pushing, even rape and murder will get you better treatment from your prison guards than this. You can burn down entire city blocks, shoot innocent bystanders. You can set fire to public buildings, private businesses. You can beat up poor, helpless Chinese old ladies. You can choke hold business owners. You can walk into any store you want, take whatever you want, walk out free so long as it's under $900. Is that it? You can throw Molotov firebombs into police cars without prosecution. All of this. You can swarm 7-Eleven stores, steal, pillage, and destroy like a band of pirates, like a swarm of locusts. And Kamala Harris will bail you out, yeah, and Jennings will provide legal cover for you, and the Democrats will applaud you, provide legal cover for you, and the MSM will provide social cover for you. Yeah, and you'll be held a hero in their circles. I mean, hey, you could cross our borders illegally, rape American women, abuse our little children, be sent back to Mexico, and then allowed to come back in and do it all again. You can violate your oath to the people and to the Constitution so long as you're obedient to the tyrants that order you to violate the Constitution. I mean, you could even commit treason against the country and its Constitution, to which allegiance was sworn, to protect against enemies foreign and domestic. You can snub your nose at all subpoenas for evidence in a criminal case and flagrantly destroy that evidence, Hillary, and the powers will look the other way if you're connected to the right party. You could take bribes and openly, flagrantly violate the constitutionally recognized rights of your fellow citizens so long as they are the political opponents of the ruling party. You're gonna have legal and social reputation cover. But there's one thing you had better never do. You had better not cross them. You better not cross the ruling party. You had better never, ever stand up to them and refuse to bow down to their little image. You must never take an opinion they disapprove or speak out against the government narrative. If you do, you'll be hammered, hated, harangued, harassed. And then when you end up in jail, if you end up in jail, you're going to be put into solitary confinement just because, just to show you, just to rub it in your face. Is that what they did to Simone Gold? I think I read somewhere they put her in solitary confinement for her crime of trespassing. Let me tell you something, Biden, Hillary, Obama, Mary, Merrick, Garland, Schumer, all the rest of you. Schumer, by the way, who once said God will not protect you. Well, let me tell you something. God is not going to protect you, Chuck. You are abandoned to your judgment. Thus saith the Lord, be sure your sins will find you out. And that's all of you, by the way. What shall we do? Well, I'll be speaking to this on Sunday as I begin unfolding phase two of our assault against the powers held in darkness. And I need to go to break, but I really don't want to leave you with this. Take heart and don't resort to vengeance. Vindication is coming, but it will not come by taking personal vengeance. Leave that to God. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord says to us with regard to this point. And by the way, there's a message in this to the evil and the wicked ones as well. The Bible says, quote, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord, Romans 12:19. Did you hear that? Hey, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, Merrick, Fauci, all of you, God promised he will repay. Okay, friends. I need to take a short break. Hold on. I'll be right back. I express a sincere appeal for patience from all whose sensitivities are disturbed by my occasional appeals to purchase my book, God's War. And I especially petition your patience with my outrageous expectation that you pay for it. I know such things disturb Christian communists, and I... And I do not desire to drive you away from this ministry, for you need it more than most. Okay. Kidding aside, buy God's War. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at, books@dbp.com. And there you can order for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call, let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services. And then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do. And search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, S-C-H-E-I-D-B-A-C-H. And most of these outlets sell it for $9.99. Now, let's get back to your
the
brain massage.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march. and anybody that would steal from us our liberties. Biden wipes out student loan debt. He did not listen to Pelosi when she explained that the president can't just dismiss student loan debt. That requires the Congress. They're the ones that hold the purse strings, right? But Biden wants to be a dictator so bad. Oh, in memory of stroke of the pen, law of the land, remember? Every policy of the left these days is driven by that spirit operating on, in, and through them. And that is the spirit that is present to steal, kill, and destroy. You might have read about it in the Bible. It's the devil. They have three objectives, these guys, you know, and one strategy to get it done. Steal, kill, and destroy. Those are their objectives, and their method is, well, it comprehends both their strategy and tactic. Deceit, lies. The freshest example, Joey decides to wipe out student loan debt by putting it on the taxpayers of America, you know. Why should you, or I for that matter, pay for some kid who went to college to learn how to hate America and you? Remember Joe Bigala, Clinton aide and dedicated Clintonista, during what the perverted left like to call Clinton's Camelot. Clintonista Joe Bigala, enraptured, said of his idol, stroke of the pen, law of the land. Pretty cool. Clinton signed 364 executive orders during his regime. But this pales in comparison to his hero, and whose wife, by the way, who's the ghost of whose wife, Hillary, often spent some time discussing things with, FDR, who signed over 3,700 executive orders in his time. Of course, the guy was president for life, practically. Even so, his average was over 300 per year. A busy little man, Trump signed 220 in his career. The last was to declassify all documents related to Russiagate. I think that's what they were after, you know, in the surprise raid on his Florida home. Coincidence that the raid came about 2 weeks after Trump filed a RICO-based lawsuit against Hillary, naming her as a primary, and many others also, for their conspiracy to perpetrate a coup against the sitting president with their spying on Trump and their fabrication of the lie that he was in cahoots with Putin and all that nonsense. You know what I'm saying? You were there. Yeah, Trump files this suit, and what do you know? FBI gets really interested in documents. I believe they thought or feared Trump had that he had declassified regarding Russiagate. These wicked people. I mean, Biden, Hillary, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer, a whole lot of them. These family dynasties, you know, that have made government their family business. They have broken the rule of law. They have replaced it with the rule of men. And too many today seem to be okay with that. They treat the Constitution and the rule of law in a mechanistic kind of manner, manipulating it to get the result they want. Rather than conforming to the spirit of the law, they operate it the way someone might operate a machine. They're like their father, Satan himself, who uses the law of God by twisting it to his purpose. These wicked rulers over the poor people ignore the spirit of the law and examine every letter, every word, every phrase, seeking a way to twist them into support for interpretations that are literally opposite of the intent and the spirit of those who wrote them, distorting the letter of the law into service to the spirit of the prince of the power of the air. Like when the FBI came to Zuckerberg and expressed concern about the amount of Russian misinformation going on out there and encouraged him to address this problem. And he dutifully had his people write an algorithm that would suppress social media talk about Hunter's laptop. You see, they know the letter of the law. And they know that if they specifically said suppress the Hunter laptop story, well, you know, then they would expose themselves to some legal issues. But if they just said, you know, there's a lot of Russian disinformation out there, and Zuckerberg, being a clever boy and in, you know, collusion with the CIA and FBI for a long time, actually, really. He kind of gets the message. And so he, being an independent private citizen, decides to direct his company to stop Russian disinformation and claiming, you know, all the while to really believe the laptop is Russian disinformation.
Right.
And, you know, hey, we're not going to cooperate with Putin. Come on. And well, you see what I mean. They contrive their evil in the shadows of legality. They weave in and around the letters and words and phrases of law like a snake. No, I actually, like this cat I saw that walked along a grated fence, iron grated fence, weaving in and out around each bar, walking along, weaving its way along the fence. Very clever little devil, you know. And these demoncrats, well, they're like that. They weave along the letters and phrases of the law, carefully avoiding capture, living under the protection of the law, actually, using it to protect themselves, to provide cover, while they commit egregious crimes in direct violation of the law, manipulating the very law intended to protect us against theft, murder, and mayhem. They use it to perpetrate upon us theft, murder, and mayhem, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But they stay just within the law, you know, like termites who live inside your house, hidden from view, yet eating continually, feeding themselves on the structures constructed to provide protection, until finally the house crumbles down around you. These termites are eating away the house our founders built. But here comes the hot sword of a lord, like a local, Sue Freeze, and her E. coli treatment eliminates the termites. The hot blast of God's word will rid us of these corrupt brutes. Be sure your sins will find you out. I know it's frustrating, their plausible deniability, their brazen deceit. For example, lately Biden has asked how much advance notice he received about the Mar-a-Lago raid, and he, well, truthfully said, I didn't have any advance notice, no, not one, zero, not one single, as he flashes the 666 signal with his left hand, as he's in the leftward path anyway, because he was the advance notice, yeah. He's the initiator of the whole action. So according to the letter, one must admit he did not, like, well, lie. But according to the spirit of truth, he's a lying skunk. He's like the skunk that sprayed and his stink is all around, but says, oh, it's not me. I'm the skunk, but I'm not the stink. Yeah, right. Hey, Biden, come on, man. You know you took bribes from the CCP. You know you're on the take. You know you're diverting taxpayer money from Ukraine into your retirement fund. Yeah. You know you lost, Joe. I have a vaccine update for you tonight during Comforting Counsel live stream visit, and we'll look at Lindell's moment of truth, takedown of the liars that stole election 2020. But I've run out of time for now. I wish you would buy my book, God's War. It is a training manual for spiritual warriors, and not only is the military having trouble with recruitment, Christ is having trouble with recruitment too. It seems like a lot of Christians just would rather remain dull and spiritually blind. Now, I do want to end with something I warned you might happen. Right from the get-go on Trump's declared war on the, remember, invisible enemy, you know, by the way, I've come to wonder if he was not actually using that as a metaphor rather than for the virus, but for the real virus infecting America today, the real termites, the traitors, you know, against the Constitution. But anyway, you saw the article, an op-ed posted by New York Times. And by the way, an op-ed does not necessarily reflect the editorial opinion of the organization, or in this case, New York Times. Still, this op-ed from a guest writer declares it's time for liberals to quit caring about the broken Constitution and start finding ways around it. Start? Where has this guy been? Obama launched this movement way back in 2010. As U.S. Senator, he made comments to the effect that it was an outdated or is an outdated document, and as president, he treated it as such. You know, search replace the Constitution and you'll be shocked by the number of people there are out there right now calling for the Constitution to be cast aside and a new one to be written. Well, that's the crowd Trump is trying to defend us from. And they will stop at nothing to stop him. And if they succeed, Well, then they're going to turn and come directly after us. Well, they've already started that. Simone Gold, etc., and the J6 political prisoners. The Christian right is their target, and Trump got in their way. So here's the latest effort to stop President Trump from coming out of exile from his rightful office and retaking his place in the Oval Office. The dangers of the vaccines are beginning to break through into the general public awareness. It has been hard work, but we're beginning to break through the barriers put up against the truth that Simone Gold and her frontline doctors group, followed by many others who have joined the effort, have prevailed to break through. It's coming out. And we'll go over some of the newest stuff tonight, but all of those of you that follow the Brain Massage show probably remember how troubled I was at Trump declaring his enthusiastic belief and confidence in the drive to get a vaccine out in record time. You and I know, of course, he did not intend that Big Pharma would pull what they did, that they had a plan anyway to trot out a vaccine that they knew was defective, that, as Burke herself admitted, they knew was not going to curb the spread or even provide protection against the virus. She knew that, so did they. Watch her come out now and lie and say, well, Trump knew that too. Yeah. Anyway, before I go there, I was very uneasy about this. And I warned then that when the vaccines fail and when the truth about the serious adverse reactions to these vaccines begins to come out, the left would do a sudden flip on all this and point at Trump and blame him for all of it. It's beginning. Pelosi has circulated a statement in the House inquiring about Trump's involvement in pressuring the FDA to release the American vaccines to the public under emergency use authorization without proper testing. Listen, I'm telling you, these people will do anything to stop Trump, to stop the America First agenda, to stop MAGA, to stop a rise, a resurgence of Christian conservative patriotism. You see, the truth about Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and so on, all these companies that use this new untested trial mRNA approach to immunization. By the way, it's not a vaccine. Oh, I know Fauci and his cohort of liars contrived to change the definition, to manipulate it, in order to allow them to refer to the mRNA as a vaccine. But those shots do not qualify under the original definition. Anyway, it's all about to come out. They are about to face their moment of truth. And the plan, I believe, is to shift the focus of all the blame and public outrage for this onto Trump. That's what they're going to try to do. And I believe that was the plan early on. I think that plan was in play much earlier on, but it became like in the mainstream awareness of the DNC operatives and the higher echelons of power there when Biden was at first trying to grab some credit for the vaccine coming out, and all of a sudden that went away. I said then, uh-oh. Okay, friends, I hope you enjoy my effort to bring you the news in the context of truth, understood from within a biblical worldview rather than the current system of humanism, a government propaganda machine where the news is driven by political agenda. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arc, and now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email, or call me. Leave a message for me on my listener response hotline, 805-314-2114, and you'll get a message that talks about, God's war headquarters. I just haven't changed it yet, okay? Because we were running a campaign a while back, and we used that for a while. But anyway, it's moi. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless and save America. I'll be in my pulpit this Sunday, and I'll see you in church.